Broadcasting to the town that matters.
Kev Ann Williams.
From Bolton, for Bolton.
That's Casey of the Sunshine Band on 96.5 Bolton FM with Give It Up. You're listening to the This Is Bolton team, and there are a number of them this morning. Well, a Bolton student has made it through to the final of a national competition. And would you believe he's going to be launching his new computer game at this year's Gadget Show live in Birmingham. The gentleman in question is Nick Stones, and yes, he comes from Bolton. Nick, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time.
Hi there.
Hi. I guess the first question that everybody would be interested in is, how did you get into designing games? Where does that come from?
That originally started at high school, where I got into graphic design.
Yeah.
Naturally, as I went through college, I took it to A-level. Then, as I was looking into universities, I saw that games design was available.
Okay, so that I didn't realise you did. Where did you go there? Which university?
I branched out to have a look at what was available, and instead of going to a university, I took on a train-to-game course that they were offering.
So when you decided to go into designing games, which I guess is a fairly... I know games have been around for a while, but it's, in terms of a career choice, it's kind of different. What did your teachers and your mum and dad think of that?
My parents were always after me to follow my dreams, make sure that I had my whole heart into my future career.
Yeah.
So it had to be something that I was willing to spend the rest of my life on.
Yeah.
So they were 100% behind me.
There's a lot of money in this business. I mean, is there a lot of competition to get in it? Because I guess most of them are quite your age or just slightly older, but is there a lot of competition?
The original competition that was held in Luton last year in November 2011, there were, I think, 8 teams devised of 10 people each.
Yeah.
So there's incredible talent all around.
Yeah. And could you pick the team that you went into, or were you allocated as part of the, you know, the 9 people? Were you just stuck in a team and said, right, design something?
It was all random generated teams. Team had a fair unfair advantage.
Yeah.
It was literally the students who had to really put in the effort if they wanted to be recognised.
Were they all from all over the UK or even farther afield, or were they all local?
I believe it was all over the UK. The actual competition was based down in the University of Bedfordshire, which is in Luton.
Yeah.
So I had to do a lot of travelling to get down for those days.
And how long were you given to actually... You got in your team, you're a member of the team. How long were you given to actually come up with the design of a game?
48 hours.
48 hours? And when you got this, were you all confident that you had something with the potential to go on and be sold?
Yeah, we had a lot of character in our game. It was very rich in terms of a narrative. And also, commercially, we marketed it quite well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what pulled us through.
Oh, you know, that was the first stage of the competition. So how did they judge that? Who was the judge and what were they looking for?
There were a few judges. The main judge was Professor Carsten Maple, very important with the governing body of Tiger, which is the official governing license of video games courses. Basically, we would show him off the game, show what aspects we liked, what the target audiences would be, how commercially successful, how we were going to market it, all those different things, making it sound like it was a proper business proposition.
So you had to be very professional in your presentation, how you actually presented the ethos of the game.
Yeah, definitely. At the end of the day, if they're going to spend thousands of pounds investing in us, they've got to make sure that they're going to get some commercial success out of it.